some ideas, short ideas about Masechta Kresos. Again, today is the first half of Masechta Kresos base. The Mishnah lists 36 types of sins.
You actually said it correctly.
Kresos.
Very few people do.
Most people said
Kresos.
That's totally
what it is. Kresos, Masechta Arochin, not Masechta Erechin.
Correct.
Okay, what other things? Give me some other examples.
Those are the main ones.
There are a lot of words you can play around with. Okay. Chisui Mechsra or Chisui Mechasra.
Bidiyavad and Bidiyad.
Abaye? Or Abaya.
By the way, yeah, so the art scroll has, this goes back to last week, has a woman's sinner.
Yes.
It says Modeh.
Modeh.
Yeah, he didn't change it.
Yeah. Okay. Because no, there are different opinions. There are, whatever, okay. The first mission, Masechta Kresos, begins with a list of 36 sins. 36 sins for which a person is chayiv kares. Many of them deal with arayos, forbidden relations. For example, Habal, the Mishnah begins about Aloim, on mother, on Ishas Av, the Al Hakala, daughter in law, the Al Hazuchor, Zochor, the Al Behema, Isha Levia Behema, Alech, all different examples. Most of them, again, are dealing with forbidden relations. Then there are cases dealing with Avodah Zarah, and Chil Shabbos, and Kodashim. Fine. I want to go to a Gemara, a Mishnah, a Mishnah. There are 34 loisases, and there are two mitzvah sases, Pesach and Milah. Pesach and Milah are, if a person does not bring a korban Pesach, b'meizid yischayef kares, and if he does not perform a bris milah upon himself or upon his children, someone even his children, then he's also chayef kares. When is he chayef kares? When he gets to the next will, because a person has his whole life to do a bris milah. It's not so simple, because let's say a person Chasham is in a situation where he's ill and where it's and he's at a point where it's now impossible for him to do a bris milah physically. So during his lifetime, during the time of his life when he was physically fit to do the bris milah, he chose not to do, and now he has entered into a new state of life where he can no longer do a bris milah. Now that would trigger at this moment in time in his lifetime a chiyuv karas. That's another issue. Maybe one time we'll speak about. There are many different types of kares. What is kares? Does kares mean in this world? Does it refer to being cut off? And kares literally means to be cut off. What does that mean? No, it's very... From cut off in this world, cut off in the next world. Does it mean that he will not have children? What is the, there are different expressions in the Torah used to refer to kares. Sometimes it says that the neshama is cut off. Sometimes it says that he is cut off. There are different forms of the word kares used in the Torah. It's complex. And there are different stages in the person's life. Doesn't mean the person will die before he's the age of 60, but let's say he's already past 60. It's a very complex and broad topic of what is the precise meaning of kares and the different types of kares and the different types of aveiros. So I want to touch upon that just a little bit today. But generally speaking, the list, the major bulk of the chayvei kresos deal with forbidden relations. Now, let's go to a Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos. Masechta Yevamos and Taflamet Gimel Amabez, the Mishnah is a fascinating Mishnah, discusses two brothers, two men who marry two sisters. Two men marry two sisters. So the Mishnah says, Shnayim, Shekichu Shtei Noshim. There are two men that marry two Noshim. Does not say that they're sisters. That the Mishnah will explain in one moment. They happen to be sisters as well. So what happens? So first they have a wedding. Now we have to remember that a marriage is done in two parts. This is critical for what we're going to discuss today. Marriage is done in two parts. There is erisin and nisuin. First, the men in ancient times, not ancient, whatever, it used to be that these two parts were broken up entirely. First, kedushin would take place. A man would give, the way we perform kedushin in today's times, kesef. A man gives a woman an item that's worth a shavah pruta, and he says, "Harei at nekudesh asli," with this item. Today we use the ring, v'tabas zo, and she accepts it. They are now married. She is called an arusa. They are fully married. Are they allowed to live with each other? Are they allowed to have yichud, be together in the same room together? Forbidden. Absolutely not. Just because they're married does not mean they are allowed to live together. They have to do the second part of marriage called chuppah, called nisuin, another keen, a second keen, and that is where the husband takes the wife into his reshus for the purpose of nisuin, of marriage.
Can you do two and skip one?
What?
Can you do two and skip one?
Can you do said, no, you cannot. You cannot do two. There's a whole issue if you can do the second one first.
First, right.
The second one first before you do the condition. But you must, in order for them to be halal,
to live together,
they have to do both. Both things. Bizman in our time is we do everything in one shot. The chuppah, the four poles, Rabbi Chasna, that is given, called his reshus. Supposedly, the caterer gives that canopy to the chosan.
With the hole.
That's a Kabbalistic thing, the hole. The hole, the chuppah is underneath the hole. Not only the hole. That's the chuppah doesn't have a hole.
On top of the chuppah there's a hole.
But the chuppah itself there is no hole.
With the chuppah it covers the hole, so the hole is not a hole anymore.
No, there cannot be a hole in the chuppah. The chuppah,
I understand, because the chuppah is completely melted.
Right.
It destroys the value.
No. The chuppah is supposed to take place tachas avir shemayim. No, that's exactly the point. You're supposed to do the chuppah outdoors.
Right.
Tachas avir, good mazel, I don't even know what this is all about. You're supposed to do the chuppah outdoors. So today it's not practical, so you make a hole on top of the chuppah, so it's considered the chuppah is taking place outdoors. But the chuppah itself is supposed to, you take the kala into your reshus. The wedding hall, the caterer is supposed to give the chassan this chuppah. It's yours. It's your reshus. Anyone that walks under those four poles, you're entering the domain, the reshus of the chassan. It's my little house over here. These, even though there are four poles, it's open, but it's mine. The yichum is another chuppah. Right? That's another form of chuppah. Correct. Another form of chuppah.
The caterer should give that.
That also. But the most.
I'm sorry, I got you off track.
No, it's fine. The most important thing is that the chuppah should be the reshus. The chuppah should be the reshus of the chassan. So under the chuppah, in the chuppah itself, you make kiddushin. You do the first part. So you're doing both the vasachas in one shot. Ersin and nisun are taking place of asachas, and that's why there are two brachas, two cups of wine. One bracha is for the ersin, the second bracha is for the nisun. There are two cups of wine, and you make a hefsik, that's why you read the ksuba. In between the ersin and the nisun, you have read the ksuba. You can't bundle the mitzvahs together, you have to do one mitzvah, ersin, and then you do the second bracha, so you read the ksuba as a break, entertainment. In between, they have speech, and that's why we're listening to speech, because the speech also serves as a hefsek between the Erisin and the Nisun. Okay, that's a shmuz in and of itself. But here we have a situation where in years ago, you had the Erisin, they were married, they go and you have a party, and the chosin gives the kala the tabas, they're legally married, and then, time out, we'll have a 12-month break until we have Nisun. 12, and during that 12 months, the chosin goes to college, gets a degree, and then makes parnasa. He's all set to go. The kala goes home and she gets a job, and then they get ready for the wedding. In 12 months, they have parnasa, they're all set to go. Then they have another party where the chassan takes the kala. What?
You left the shvera.
The chassan takes the kala. You gave me sidetracked. The chassan takes the kala and his reshus. It was a 1 year later. That was the minute it used to be years ago. Now here we have the mission. The mission talks about two men. Two men have erisin. Man number one, he marries with only erisin, woman number one. Man number two, he marries woman number two. Fine. And then it's a year later. And a year later, it comes time for the nisun. And they get mixed up. And chassan number one, he hasn't seen his kala in a year. So chassan number one takes into his reshus kala number two. And kala number two, chassan number two takes into his reshus, does nisun, kala number one. Wow, right? So they really blow. Now during Erisin, even though they're not allowed to live with each other, the woman is a full-fledged married woman. She's an Eishes Ish. During the time, a person just gives a woman Erisin, and they're married, it's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. If another man would have relations with that woman, that man and that woman are Chayav Misa. Even though the husband has not yet concluded the marriage by taking the kala, consummated the marriage by taking the kala into his reshus, they are still fully married. If someone had relations, there's a, you have to get a get, and so now there's a chiv misa. So here we have a story in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us a story. Shnaim, two men, shekidshu shtei nashim, two men married, did kedush shtei nashim, uveshas kenisas in l'chupa. And by the way, these terms do not exist in the secular world. There's no such thing as betrothal. Betrothal is, the kedush is commonly translated as betrothal. That doesn't make sense, because betrothal means, in the non-Jewish world, it means marriage. It means your engagement. There's no such thing in the outside of halacha as such a concept of erisin and nisun, two different stages of marriage. Doesn't exist such a concept. Only in halacha we have these two different stages. Fine. But we have over here shnayim shekidshu shtei nashim v'b'shas knisas l'chuppah time when they get to chuppah hichlifu eshel zeh l'zeh. V'eshel zeh l'zeh. They got mixed up. So the Mishnah tells us how many, and there was an accident. And we know when a person does an aver by accident, what does he bring? He brings a carbon chatos. He brings a carbon. How many potential carbonos can each one of these four people bring? How many? Well, let's talk about the men. Let's talk from their perspective. Hare elu chayavin mishum, four sins. Number one, chas number one had relations with kala number two. She is not his wife. That's someone else's wife. So number one, mishum eshes ish. Number two, let's say these two men were brothers. That means he's having relations with his brother's wife. A brother's wife is a second prohibition. Two brothers. Let's say the situation was with two brothers married two sisters. That means he's having relations with his wife's sister. That's a third sin. Vim hayu achuyos mishum isha el achoisa. Vim hayu nidos. Let's say both women at this point were nidos. It was during their period. Mishum nida. Four sins. Eshes ish, eshes ach, achois ishtoi nida. Four sins. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, umafrish no sam shloshe chadashim. Before they're allowed to correct the situation. But we have to separate them for havchana. There's a law that when a woman, after a woman's husband dies, so gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months, just in case she becomes pregnant. We have to know who the father is. So now, being that they had relations with their people who they're not supposed to be with, and if they immediately go to their husbands and would have a child, we would not know who the father of the child is. So they have to wait 3 months. Okay. To make a long story short, the Mefarshim asks, okay, there's a lot going on here in the Gemara. To make a long story short, the question is, why over here did the Mishnah have to tell us the case is, the words of the Mishnah, uvishas kinisasan l'chuppah, at the time when they entered the chuppah, they were now taking the woman l'shem nisuin, did this mistake occur? The same halacha would be true if each one had relations with the other one's wife, just stam, out of wedlock. Why does the Mishnah need to emphasize this? Let me read the words of the Mishnah again. It's the first few words. Shnayim shekidshu shtei nashim. Two men married two women. Kiddushin, erisin. They each one gave chosin one, gave kala one a ring. And to the rayat. And then uvishas at the time kinisason lichupa, when they attempted to make, or they consummated the marriage, or they thought they were consummating the marriage with Nisun. You don't need that. Two men married two women. And then one man happened to meet another woman out of wedlock, out of any framework of marriage, and had relations with her without Nisun. So you have all four sins. Number one, she's an Ashesish. Number one, it says Achleis Ishtoi. Number one, it's Eshes Ach, and she's a Nida. Yeah. Why does the Mishnah need to mention Chuppah? Even if there was no Chuppah, was not a time of Chuppah, the same halacha would be true. So along comes a Tos Rosh, and he says something amazing in the name of the Marami Rattenberg. And he says, because if there was no Chuppah, what is she? She is, well, the truth, this halakha could apply to a woman of any age, but let's make a general case. She's called a Nara Hameurasa. Right. A Nara Hameurasa means a girl. Let's discuss the age. She has to be a very specific age, between 12 years and 6 months, who only had erisin, And in that case, there would not be a sin for Eishes Ish. There is no sin for Eishes Ish because in the Mishnah Masechta Kresos, where the Mishnah enumerates the 36 Chayvei Kresos, there is a prokores for Eishes Ish, but there is no kores for Nara Hamuras. Only time, which seemingly what the Maram Ramberg is saying, the only time a woman is chayav nisa for having relations with a man, is only when she is had both erisin and nisuin. She's fully married to her husband, and now she has relations with another man. Then she is chayav kares. And here's the chiddush: the flip side is, if you chayiv kares, then b'shoigeg you chayiv a korban chadas. That's a very big assumption that we're making, and that's what we're bringing out. What we're trying to bring out here is these two go hand in hand. The same way it says in the Mishnah, there is a chayiv kares for a sin that's done b'mezid. When that same exact sin is done b'shoigeg, there is an obligation to bring a korban chadas. Now you only can bring. Only chorus is only once. I mean, we don't really know how it works, what chorus is. But we're dealing in korbanos, a person can bring to the base in English in one moment in time four korbanos. So here was the Maram Ramberg says, if the case going with a woman did not have chuppah, she only had erisin, and she had relations with another man, the Torah in Parashas Kisetze is explicit. She's chayiv nisa. In fact, she gets skila. Normally, a married woman gets chenek, strangulation. A woman who is an ish, a woman who is a naira, only had erisin, did not have a suin. Her punishment is greater. She gets skila. She's stoned. She's thrown off a cliff and she's stoned. She's thrown off a 3-story building and she's stoned. But if there is no witnesses and she was not warned, there is no kores. And if it was done by she sins by accident, does not realize that what she's doing is forbidden, it was an accident, she is not chayiv a korban chatas. Therefore, the Mishnah was precise. The case of the Mishnah where a person can be chayiv for korbanos is going where this woman, man number one, had erisin. Man number two, b'shas kinisos b'chuppah, he took her, means you have to interpret the Mishnah, he took wife number one into chuppah. So now he had with wife number one both, man number one and woman number one had both erisin and nisuin, and after they had chuppah, then is when she had relations, he had relations with the other one, each one had relations with the other one's wife. So it was both. And why are we saying chuppah again? To be precise, because if there was no chuppah, there was only erisin, then there would not be a korban chatas for naira. It should only be in the category of a murasa, a naira hamurasa. Is it morasa or murasa? It's another one of those words. Meurasa or meorasa? Meorasa. Meorasa. Naira hameorasa. There would not be a chiyuv korban. Why? Because the Mishnah does not state. Mentioned. The Mishnah mentions, I think, 12 arayas. A mother, father, stepmother, a sister, an eishes ish, all the different types of arayos. Eishes ish. But eishes ish means a woman that's fully married. Being the Mishnah omitted the case of a woman that's married, a naira. And even though this naira, if she would sin b'mezid with hasra, would be chayiv death, a severe form of death. But being that it's not mentioned in the Mishnah leads us to conclude there is no chiyuv kores when it's done without witnesses and warning, and there is no korban chatas when it's done by accident. And that's why the Mishnah, in order to construct a case where there will be four chiyuvim, including eishes ish, must say the woman had nisuin, had the chuppah. That's what the Marami Rattenberg says. Now this is extremely problematic. And in fact, many opinions, there's a whole long list of people that say that this is a complete mistake. And the Maram Ramberg himself had charata. Later on, testimony that he changed his mind, that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah, the reason why it says chuppah, there are other reasons why the Mishnah is chuppah. But yet, let's work with this Maram, because he does say it. And the Tosfos HaRosh quotes it. But what's the obvious problem? The obvious problem is but the Mishnah does enumerate, does mention Eishes Ish. Why is a Nara Hamurasa different than Eishes Ish? A woman who only had heirs in the first part of marriage and did not have the second part of marriage is legally called a married woman, an Eishes Ish. And the Mishnah says an Eishes Ish is Chayiv Karetz. So what? But she's still called an Eishes and is full flesh. If an Eishes, it's, in fact, it's even worse. If an Eishes Ish, a woman who only has heirs and does not have Nisuin, does it on Bimeis, she's Chayiv Misa, she's Chayiv Stila. So if she is included in Eishes Ish. So this is a very difficult question. So the answer given by Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yakum Domoy, he was murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he and others say the same idea. They say fascinating answer to this question is, we say this in Davening, Dovar Shoya Gechlal, the Yotzo Lidon by Dovar HaChodosh. So that's part of a category, and it goes out on a limb, and tells us something new. Iato yochol achzir l'chloloi ad shachzirin akos l'chlol b'feirish. A Naira Hamarasa is included in the category of Eishes Ish. Standard Eishes Ish. What's her punishment? B'mezit. Her punishment is ski is chenech, strangulation. A Naira Hamarasa, all of a sudden, is a new category. It's a category of skila. It's Yotzo Lidoin Badovar HaChodosh. Once it left the fold, it takes on a whole new set of rules. It's no longer going to be part of the set of Kores, of Chatos. If you want to return it back into the category of Chatos and Kores, the Torah would have to explicitly return it back into its category. Therefore, Enochanami, that's why the Rambam Rebbe is correct. It's true. We do list in the Mishnah Eishes Ish, but there's a category of Eishes Ish that does not have curse. Naira Hamurasa. Because Naira Hamurasa was Bechlal Eishes Ish. It should have been punished with Chenik, but it was Yotza Lidon Badover HaChadosh Skila. Once it left the fold, it loses all of its associations. It loses Karis, it loses Chatos. And you now let it go back and get those characteristics unless Torah explicitly returns you. And nowhere did the Torah return the laws of Nara Hamarasa into the category where it will be a Chiyuv Karis and a Chiyuv Karman Chafas. And that's why the Rami Ramah may very well be right. Okay, so that's one point. That's what they say. Now, I just want to just question this divan, and just use the springboard to bring out certain ideas here, just some very lightweight ideas here in this list of cases. When you have this rule of Yatzo leading the Dover HaChodesh, right? You're in a category, and you have certain associations, right? Let's say you have an item, you have a set, and each item in the set has five characteristics. And all of a sudden, one item in the set says, you know what, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to take on one of your five characteristics. I'm going to be different. Oh, so you lose the other four characteristics. You lose the qualities of the set. L'cha'oira, that's only true where there is a relationship between all of the characteristics, right? There's a relation. We're all part of a set, and we all have in common five characteristics. But the five characteristics are all related one to another, correct? So when you want to show that I'm not going to have one of the five, that's a statement, I'm different. And the same way I'm different with regard to number one, I'm going to be different with two, three, four, five. But if you have a set, right? You have a set, and each one has five characteristics, and every one of them has a different. Each one has a unique set of characteristics which have nothing in common. They have nothing in common with each other. So just because you leave, and let's say one of those things that you don't have is one of the uncommon characteristics, does that mean I lose all the common characteristics? Of course not. Now what do I need to explain? In the list of items of the Mishnah, we have the case of a sister. If a person has relations with his sister, that's like achosai, that's like the worst case. On the worst, it's called chesed, there's a chiyuv karis. Incest. With a sister, there's a chiyuv karis. Is there a chiyuv misa? If a man would be warned do not, generally speaking, any time a person is chayv karis, that what is their chayv karis? When he's not warned. But if he's warned and there are witnesses, then he's chayv death. Right?
How can he get both?
What?
How can he get
only a one. Person gets, person is chayv, if a person was warned and there are witnesses and the bezin executes him, he's not chayv karis.
He can't get karis.
He ain't karis because he got death penalty. Death penalty, there's no karis. What is karis? Whatever karis is, well, he doesn't get karis. Whatever.
Can he request karis?
No. Now here's the chiddush. A sister, so we're brainwashed in believing that there's always this relationship, right? That if there is misa, benazin with witnesses and asra, then when there is no witnesses and no asra, and the person doesn't willingly, there's going to be karis. So, if that's true, look, when it comes to Naira Hamurasa is out of the set. Why is it out of the set? Because it's a different type of Misa. Oh, a different type of Misa. You want to be different? You'll be so different, if you're going to have different type of Misa, you're not going to get courage because they're all related. It's not true. The death penalty has nothing to do with Karis. What's the proof? A sister. If a person has relations with a sister, benazid, with hasra, there's no death penalty. It's only Karis. So what do we see? We see that Karis has nothing to do with the death penalty. Because a sister has Karis, but there's no potential for Misas Bezdin. Correct? Therefore, my question is, what's the whole lamdis of Rav Nachum Zember? Why is it so that Naira Hamarasa is not going to be Chayiv Koris? Because it's Dovar Shiyotzo Lidoin Ba Dovar HaChodosh. And once it leaves the fold, it loses all of its rights. How did it leave the fold? Because it gets a different type of death. Instead of getting the standard death of Chenik, it gets the death of Skila. So my question is, so what? Death has nothing to do with Karis. If there was a connection that death and Karis are two sides of the same coin, okay, you're different with regard to death. One side of the coin is different. It's very likely that the other side of the coin is also going to be different than all the other coins. But death has nothing to do with Karis. And the proof is because sister. Okay, fine. So what's the next approach you'll take? Okay, very good. You're right. So it's not because. Let's go another mahalach. There is a karbon chatas. Let's say a man would have relations with his sister by accident. So is he chayv a karbon chatas? Why is this thing making all this funny noise? That's fine. Let's say you would have a relationship with a sister by accident. So what would the halacha be? He would be chayv a karbon chatas. Correct? There's a chiv. So let us say, now there's certainly, any time there's a chiv karbon chatas, there is automatically, there is karis. When something is done by accident, it's done. So let's go indirectly. Let's make the following suggestion. The reason why it's called davar hayotzel davar chadosh is because there is a different type of death. Why is a person chai for death? Because he was warned not to do this. There is an ashara. This is another part of the link I want to bring out this point. Why is he chai of death for having relations with the Naira Hamuras? Because he was warned not to do so. It's part of a general warning of don't have relations with an Ishis Ish. That same warning is the reason why he is chai of he's chayiv to bring a carbon chatos if he does it by accident. And once there's a chayiv carbon chatos, automatically there's going to be chayiv karis. So we're back in business. What do I mean back in business? Even though it's true that a sister, that death doesn't have anything to do with karis, death and karis have nothing to do with each other. But death has something to do with the carbon chatos. And the carbon chatos has everything to do with the karis. So we're back in business. I, high challenge of Nachum Zemer, because death, it's not called Dover Hayotza Lidum Dover Chodesh, because death has nothing to do with Karas. Okay, fine. But death has something to do with the Karban Chatos. Why? Because it's the same prohibition. The Torah says, don't do this. If you do it b'mezid, there's death. If you do it b'shogeg, there is a Karban Chatos. So there's a relationship. And if there's a Karban Chatos, then automatically there will be Karas. So that they do have in common. Naira Hamurasa has a warning, don't do this. And being that it has a warning, if it's done by accident, there is a chiyuv carbon. And once the chiyuv carbon, automatically there's going to be a chiyuv of a karis. So even though they're not necessarily related directly through death, direct link from death to karis, but they're related indirectly from death.
They're the same thing.
What?
They share basically the same thing.
They share, but it's a step removed. You got to go down. They both share. They both have a warning, and the warning is what leads to the chiyuv chatos. And once you have a chiyuv chatos, mainly you're going to have a chiyuv karis. But that's also not true, because in the Mishnah we have Karban Pesach, and it's impossible to bring it's impossible to bring for accidentally if you don't bring a Karban Pesach by accident, or a person his whole life never did a bris milah by accident, is he chayav karban chatos? Is it ever shaycha hechatims to be chayav karban chatos for a Karban Pesach? For an omission, because it's exactly the point, because it's not sacred omission of Karban Pesach? No. But is there a chiyuv karis for not bringing Karban Pesach?
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you see? You see that the karis has nothing to do with the chatos. Because now I'm showing you another case where karis has nothing to do with the chatos. So we've broken that part of the chain as well. So my question has been reinstated. My question is, the Rav Nachum Zember says, but it's not really where it ends, just then I just want to sum up with one more. Rav Nachum Zember says, why is it that Naira Hamurasa, there's no Chiyuv Karis? Why is it? Because it's not in the Mishnah, but it says in the Mishnah, Eishas Ish. Answer must be, because it's Dover, it fits in the principle that we say in Davening, Dover Hayot, Sadun Dover Chodosh, Iyata Rasha Lachzir Lachlola Acha. But I'm just, that's only where there's a relationship between the characteristics. So don't go tell me the relationship is because Misa is related to Karis. Not true. Look at Sister. And don't tell me that's going to be an indirect relationship going downwards to Karban Chatos. They both share Karban Chatos. And once you have Karban Chatos, you automatically have Karis. Because Pesach doesn't have Chatos, but Pesach and Mila have Karis. So you see, they're not related. So my question has been reinstated. What's the answer? I do not know. But what I just want to bring out from all of this is, Karis is something which is very difficult to grasp. Because generally, we're familiar, generally every mitzvah has four or five parts. Dealing with the big, the heavy-duty mitzvah, the heavyweight mitzvah. That's what we're talking about. Generally, if you do it by accident, there's a warning. Don't do it. Generally speaking. Generally. Don't do something. There's a warning. What is the output of that warning? If you do it by accident, you chayav karban chatos. If you do it on purpose with witnesses and warning, there's a chiv misa, death penalty. And there are different types of misas. The Mishnah have all them. And I think only you have Shreifa, Herik, Chenuk, and Skila. And then there's Karis. If you do it willingly, you know what you're doing. Hashem knows what you're thinking. You do it on purpose. You couldn't care less. You do it. Lahachis. And there's no one watching. There are no witnesses. Then there's Karis. Then there's also an issue we have to get to, is that it has to be, which is, this comes from Sechta Makos, that any time dealing with the classic Avera is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is an Avera where you do something, not an Avera where you don't do something, like Pesach Umila. That's the fifth characteristic of a mitzvah. You have to do an Avera to be chai, to get punished. If you just don't do something that you're required to do, it's different. Generally speaking, everything is compared to the five characteristics.
Proactive.
proactive. Five characteristics. You warned. There's a potential for carbon chatos. There is a death penalty when there's witness nasra. There is chorus, and there is in the degree that in order to get these things generally come with the requirement that you're proactive, not passive, not by just standing back and not doing something.
Commission.
Where does my question is this? I don't have an answer to this question. This is something which is the core, which you have. This you go through the whole masech. It always come up. Where does chorus stand? Is chorus related to any one of these characteristics? Is it a given that in order to be chayav chorus, there has to be potential for death? Or does it have to be potential for carbon chatos? Or does chorus need a warning? Does chorus have to be proactive? And it appears to be no. It appears to be chorus is something which stands alone. In every single case of chorus, you're overlapping with something else. But when you take everything together, chorus, you have isolated cases of each one alone where you're missing, in certain cases, characteristics that appear by other mitzvahs. Sister, there's no death penalty. Karm Pesach, number one, it's passive. Naira Hamarasa is a unique type of case.
Special
misa, okay, but these are the issue. Just wanted to point out to you that you have these five characteristics, and you always have to think: where does chorus stand? What is its relationship to the other characteristics of the heavyweight averos, which generally have all five of the characteristics? That's it.
First, there's a person who's in the car.